The first black character in a comic book was the Black Panther. That was in 1966. But there have been other influential characters since then. Brother Man Comics is the story of a public prosecutor who hits the streets at night seeking justice. A series helped change the way African Americans are portrayed in comics. Atlanta's Auburn Avenue Research Library features an exhibit on Brother Man, and one of the co-creators speaks there Thursday night. Atlanta-based comic artist Dawood Anyabwile joins me in our studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. When you first started Brother Man, what was the because you'd never done a comic book before. You were coming at this fresh. What was the concept behind this hero?
Well, the actual concept behind the hero evolved from my brothers and I wanted to create a hero that kind of represented how we saw men in our community. Because, you know, you always have the deadbeat, you know, especially when it comes to the African-American man here in the United States.
The stereotype.
Right. And whenever you look in the media, you know, you always see the man who's not taking care of business, the one who's the threat to the community, yada, yada. So we say, hey, when we were coming up, we knew professors, doctors, family men, you know, trainers, you know, that was our reality. So even though we knew that other aspect existed, we said, well, who writes songs about these men who do take care of their families, you know, who are there and they're reliable and they're loving their women and taking care of the community. So although Brother Man was, you know, when it started off a tongue-in-cheek poke at comic books, we wanted the attribute of the hero to be representative of that man in the community who we felt as though does not get shine. So it's basically like taking men like my father, some of the teachers that I had, and creating mythology out of them, an action adventure out of them, and thus we have the creation of Brother Man.
And you say it was a poke in the eye in the comics, because I mean, Brother Man could not be further away from like an Iron Man type, right?
Right.
I mean, so the artwork here, I mean, the artwork is one of the first things people comment on, the artwork that you've done. How did you arrive at, I mean, first of all, it's very detailed. If my listeners have never looked at a Brother Man comic book, one of the first things you notice is just the detail and the landscape and everything that's behind them. How did you arrive at that particular style and why? Because it must have been so labor intensive.
I would say that was a lifetime journey. You know, I've always wanted to draw when I was a child. And even developing my own style, I was a fine arts major all through high school. I went to Central High School of Philadelphia. Studied under Bernard Harmon, who's one of the top art instructors in the city. And it's funny, back in those days, he used to tell me I was a dirty artist because I would always smudge my drawings. You know, I didn't keep them clean.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, now, if that's your style, that's okay. Don't do it out of ignorance. And I said, well, Mr. Harmon, that's my style. You know what I mean? I claimed it. And but, you know, as I evolved, I always looked at, I liked detail. Even growing up in Philly, going downtown and looking at City Hall, City Hall has a lot of details on it, and looking on sides of buildings, like when you're in New York, things that people may walk past. You see little statues in the corners of buildings and doorways. You know, I would always pay attention to that and say, man, you know, like, who designed that? Who built that? Who took all that time to do that? So when doing Brother Man, I always thought of the universe that he lived in, this mythological world. I wanted to reflect that environment that we grew up in, you know, Philadelphia, New York. My parents were from Jersey City, so that was like our second home. So a lot of things were congested. There was a lot of activity. And to me, my artwork reflected that, I think naturally, because that's what was around me.
There's two different opportunities for people to look at your artwork. One is this exhibit at Atlanta's Auburn Avenue Research Library. What's featured in that exhibit?
Well, what we're doing is we're having on Thursday night, August 24th, we're having a opening night celebration, and that's going to go from 6:30 to 9 p.m. And there you'll be able to meet the creators. That's myself, my brother Guy, who's the writer, and that's actually a rare opportunity because he lives in Virginia. Me and him are rarely in the same space to sign books together. And another good friend of mine, Brian McGee, who's doing the color work on Brother Man Revelation, and he's actually partnered with me on relaunching the Brother Man book and actually helping me to develop more aspects of the book. So he'll be on hand, too, to sign. We're going to have African drumming and vegan food on hand. So it's going to be a live evening.
Now the other one is this really cool exhibit that's going up. They're both cool. The second one is a virtual reality display. Basically, you created the maps of the city and you turned it into a 3D virtual reality thing where people can put on glasses and feel like they're moving around inside this mythical city, and that's going to be at the Decatur Book Fest.
Right.
How did you do that? What kind of work went into creating that virtual reality environment?
Well, there's a gentleman by the name of Clint Fluker from Emory University, and we actually got to meet, I think it was about 2 years ago, through a mutual friend. And when I was working on the Brother Man Revelation graphic novel, you know, I invited him over to my house, and I was actually showing him as I was working on the book. And we got to talking and things of that nature. And he approached me earlier this year about this concept of developing the world that Brother Man lived in. He said because it was so rich. You know, we had addresses. You know, it has its own currency. They have their own subway map. You know, their own laws. So he said this needs to be built out. So he came to me with the idea of collaborating with Emory to build this out, and you know, I think I'd be crazy to say no. And it turned out to be a win-win agreement between the two of us, and between Big City Entertainment and Emory University, and this is what we have. And it was an amazing team to work with, the people over there at Emory. My brother was involved with helping to develop some of the things that they may need, and my friend Brian McGee on the color work once again, because we wanted the virtual reality world to feel like the Brother Man Revelation graphic novel, almost like you step in a comic book and you can look around a 3D space.
What do you like about this character, Brother Man?
Well, to me, I feel as though Brother Man represents the return of the brother of man. You know, when we look at how a lot of our communities out of control due to a lot of oppression and poverty and things of that nature, you have a lot of miseducation going on in the streets. You know, a lot of children growing up without proper guidance. So they may not have somebody that can show them another way of being, another way of living. And knowing people like that within my own community who haven't had certain types of guidance but had skill sets that were, you know, through the roof. You know, they have the potential to be great, great leaders, but they may not believe that they can actually do it because nobody actually gave them the tools to step beyond that which they know, those four corners that they know. So Brother Man, he doesn't have superpowers. He just tapped into the innate powers that we all have, and that is how he accelerated to becoming this hero. But he can't do it all, much like, you know, Superman, you call on him to solve the problem, and that's cool for the comic book. I don't knock it, but I'm saying with Brother Man, he can't solve all the problems. All he can do is inspire. So he recognized nothing's going to change until I do it. But if more people around him realize nothing's going to change until they do it, then you build a collective mind and things begin to change. And that's what the book is basically about. It's not about, you know, you looking outside of yourself for a hero. You are the hero. You see what I'm saying? So that's really how I believe this is going to impact. Well, it's already impacted. We're 27 years in.
Yeah. And you must hear from artists all the time that are influenced by your work, the work on Brother Man.
All the time.
What do they tell you? What is it that speaks to them?
I've had grown men I had grown men in tears tell me how the book has changed their life. They had the book since they were probably like 10, 11 years old. They're like 30 years old now with children. They give it to their sons. So it's already proven in terms of what it has done for people. I had brothers on the East Coast and West Coast who told me they got out of gangs because of Brother Man. Not that Brother Man espoused, hey, you get out of gang. You know, we don't come at you like that in the book. It's just an adventure. But they said because of what it represented and the symbolism was something that spoke to them in reading this book. So it even opened me up because I knew what I was putting in the book and how I wanted it to impact people. But it's different when somebody actually comes up to you and says, how this book has changed their life. And I'm not just saying just men. There's women I know. I come across people of cross-cultural boundaries. I got a notification from a guy in Japan who was inspired by Brother Man. He started an anime series called Tokyo Tribe, which is huge in Japan. And Brother Man was an inspiration. So he contacted me back in 2003. So Brother Man has been impacting people worldwide, not just here in America.
That's Atlanta-based comic book artist Dawood Onyebwile. He's the co-creator of the Brother Man series. An exhibit on the series is at Atlanta's Auburn Avenue Research Library, and that virtual reality 3D exhibit is going up at the Decatur Book Fester. Dawood and his collaborators on the series are speaking at the Auburn Avenue Research Library this Thursday. You can get details at gpbnews.org. Thank you.
Thank you.